This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best. 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source in online promotions. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
Hey kid, rock and roll, rock on.
From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Blue Movie and their brand new EP, Synthetic 3. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, I'm pleased to be welcoming back the New York-based band Blue Movie, who are on the verge of releasing their brand new EP, Synthetic 3, under a pseudonym. That's right, they're releasing this as a band called Black Film, although they assure me that they are still Blue Movie. Kind of confusing, but, you know, I guess it's sort of like, I don't know, Beyonce releasing something under the name Sasha Fierce, or so I think that's kind of the easiest way to put it, but I could be wrong, and if I am, my apologies go out to Tony Paris and Lisa Forderer of Blue Movie, who I had a chance to speak to regarding this new EP, and you're going to hear that interview in just a few minutes. But first, from their EP Synthetic 3, here is Blue Movie with sort of a mashup of two Frankie Goes to Hollywood songs, Pleasure Dome and Two Tribes. And Tony wanted to get my reaction, and I'm like, goodness gracious, this is totally different. Not what I expected. It's a crazy cover of two very different Frankie Goes to Hollywood songs, and here they are. Here's Blue Movie.
We're living in a world where sex and horror had become the new gods.
One.
That was Blue Movie with Pleasure Dome Two Tribes off of their forthcoming EP Synthetic 3. Actually, they're still working on the legalities of that one, but that song is set to be on the EP. I don't know if it'll be on the EP, which is being released tomorrow on December 13th, but it very well could be. I'm hoping so anyway, or they could at least stream this EP, and I think that was what Tony and Lisa were telling me. But anyway, you can find that out for yourself. Here is Tony Paris and Lisa Forderer talking with me about the forthcoming EP, and here's how the interview went.
The EP is 2 days away, and so, you know, how to talk about everything that's going through you guys' heads at the moment with this release.
How does the word fuck come to mind? How does that work?
There's been so much work, and just, I mean, it's kind of like an onion. There's just so many layers to everything that's been going on leading up to this release that, personally, I am super excited. I can't wait. It's like breaking free out of, like, shackles or something and finally being able to share with everyone what we've been working so hard and so long on.
Right.
Shackles, exactly right. Breaking shackles. I'll be able to actually sleep for once in my freaking life on a normal, like, whatever. You know, it's been, like, nonstop, man, you know? And it's still ongoing, as I told you before, you know, we started talking, basically, you know?
Right. And before, you know, Tony was telling me about this interesting little project you guys have, a little side project you have with this new track from two tracks from Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Tell me about this again. What's going on there?
So what happens is we, on every EP that we've done, that we released, we've actually did a remake. You know, the first one from 8mm had the tune from Saga on the Loose. The second one had the tune from Duran Duran's Save a Prayer, you know, that song.
Right.
And this one, we're like, all right, well, being the fact that, you know, we're completely changing, you know, our style and all that other stuff here, you know, like, we'll figure, you know, I'm like, I always had in mind to do a remake of this one tune called, from Frankie Goes to Hollywood, called Pleasure Dome, you know, because I always found that it was kind of dark and it was something weird about it and all that stuff, you know? And then when I started, like, listening to it and showing it to Lisa and all that, you know, and we started listening to the bass line, because I told the bass player that, you know, we actually use on that track, I'm like, yo, listen, you gotta learn this bass line right on the money, because it's like, the bomb bass line here. She started playing it, and she played it in a way that reminded me of another Frankie Goes to Hollywood song, again, which was
Two Tribes,
and it was Two Tribes Go to War. So then when I went back and I, like, brought up the songs in YouTube, I'm like, holy shit, man, these are, like, kind of like the similar bass lines, but one is, like, faster than the other. So we decided, why don't we just take both of the songs and do kind of like a
mesh
them up
so
together.
So fuse it in the middle.
Yeah, fuse it in the middle, do both songs on the one track, and that's what we did, and it came out freaking badass, I believe. You know?
Even the production of the song is different than any of the other songs in the album, and it's just got a very cool new sound, yet, like, old wave feel. It's different.
Right, and you know what? And now we're having, you know, we just have to wait, you know, for the publishing to come through to allow us to be able to include that on the EP that we're actually going to put on for digital downloads. I mean, we have the okay on the tunes, but, you know, the digital download is the only issue. This is why we have to stream it first before it goes on for that, you know, available for sale, basically, you know?
I see. And how many songs are on this EP now? I mean,
Well, there's actually going to be 7.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully there would be 5. One of them is going to be a remake of one. We're going to remake our own song.
Wow.
I mean, how's that, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to actually go back to the first, that we're going to go back to the second one. And I don't know if actually it's a remake. What we were thinking about doing is, like, I mean, we might as well let you in on all the first bits on this. We're going to actually do a remake of Dancing in Oblivion, okay? And, which is from the second EP, Delusions of Technicolor, And what we normally do is we know we had written the parts out, wanted to do it completely different, you know, we're going to actually do it more kind of like an acoustic kind of a thing. And what we normally do is we know we're in a studio and we record ourselves so we can have a chance to pre-produce it correctly, you know. So I listened to the recording one night that Anthony, the vocalist, made on his iPhone. You know, he's got one of, you know, a regular iPhone. And I'm like, yo, guess what, guys? We're just going to use it the way it is. We're going to actually put on a recording that was done on a freaking iPhone. And that's it. There you go.
Wow.
So it's going to be a completely live recording. Like, you're going to hear, like, 1, 2, 3. They're going to hear a couple of things in there,
you're
and whatever.
You're
going to
hear sticks clicking for time. And
yeah. Because you know what? We will never be able to capture that again live. And, you know, then, you know, every listener's like, you know, you think that's a good idea? You have, like, this EP that took, like, a year to make, all this math. Super production and all this shit, and now you're going to like something that was done like live, recorded, not even on a regular, like recorded on a pile of that looks like a regular iPhone. I'm like, yeah, man, let's go from one end to the other, you know?
I don't even
want to
give Apple that much credit. I think he has a Droid.
Oh. No, he's got an Apple. Yeah, he's got an Apple. Because we have Droids, actually, you know. And the other tune is actually going to be a remix from a DJ from Murder Will Out, the first song that we actually. From the first single that we actually had.
First video, too.
And the first video, we're going to, you know, it's going to be a remix of Murder Will Out, basically. Something that you can, I guess, most likely play down at the dance clubs in Miami.
Right.
I think what we're pretty much going for there is that the 4 or 5 new tracks that we're putting out as a black film, you know, we want to remind people that we're, although it's, an alter ego of Blue Movie, we're still Blue Movie, and I think one of the points of doing these remakes is to remind people of where we came from and who we are.
Yeah, which is creating a lot of confusion, like online everywhere, like all the social media, and it's gone so confusing that we're actually confused by it as well. So we're like, hey, let it be. You know, people are like, I like Blue Movie. No, I like Black Film. No, hold up, I like the Blue Movie page. No, wait, I like the Black Film page. Oh, wait, I...
Guess what, you can live it all and wear it.
So we were actually, when we thought about this, doing this, we're like, this is going to create massive confusion. We're like, let it be, who cares? You know, today there's no boundaries in music, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
Why not? Why not do the, you know, this, like, yin-yang thing of, like, I mean, we're not going out there calling ourselves Slayer, you know? We're calling ourselves Black Film, which is, like, kind of like the opposite of Blue Movie, you know? It's still related, you know, in some kind of a way, you know? So, like, something that's, you know, completely different or something. So, hey, you know what? We'll see what happens. It's chaotic. I mean, Lisa just did an interview on a cable channel or something like that with Anthony when I was away, and even the guy, the host, there was like, I'm confused. That's what the video is like, I'm totally confused, you know, so I'm cracking up as I'm watching from Florida, basically, which was great. So, that's it, man.
Yeah, and the last time I interviewed you guys were just about to release Electric Water. So how have your two new band members been, you know, who've been handling the release and getting this out there?
Well, Anthony has been doing fantastic. Anthony has become a staple. I mean, the band is obviously Tony and I.
Right.
We've been the foundation the entire time. You know, we are essentially Blue Movie. Bringing Anthony in is fantastic because he is right along with us for this whole thing with Black Film. And so right now, the three of us are the staple members. The bassist that we used for Electric Water just pretty much did a guest spot for that track.
Oh, I see.
And so right now the staples are just me, Tony, and Anthony. But we do have keyboard players and bassists that are kind of just coming and going and kind of like, you know, we don't want to settle on any particular person at this point in time. I think it's safe to say that it's going to be an interesting little mix, but whatever you see advertisements for Blue Movie and Black Film, it'll be my face, Anthony's face, and Tony's face, and then just surprise guests along the way.
And Brian, I just want to add, that's the reason why this EP, it sounds so different from song to song. When you actually hear it, if you were to sit down whenever it comes out, which is going to come out actually, when you listen to them on Saturday, if you get to the streaming sites, etc., you're going to hear like from song 1, track 2, track 3, even though it's the same, you're going to be able to like relate that it's the same band, but being that we brought in different players, and you know, each one is its own individual character. Like literally, has its own individual signature and character, you know, basically, because of different vocalists, like background vocalists, of different, you know, bass players, et cetera, you know?
Right, right. And talk about what it is specifically you guys think that Anthony Noto has sort of brought to this, to the proceedings here.
Without even thinking about that one, I love the fact that his vocals are very much in resemblance of the former vocalist. So it will have that Blue Movie feel. Yet, he's a little less theatrical, and I would say a little bit more modern. And I think that's what really puts the new spin on the black film material. So he's pretty universal, where he can sing any of the Blue Movie tunes, but really, I mean, what he brings to black film is just, it carries over the essence of Blue Movie, but he's got his own spin where it's a little bit more, you know what, it reminded me out the gate when we were first meeting with him, his vocal lines and things he came up with reminded me very much of a Incubus, pretty much.
Yeah.
And he has a little bit more of a modern melodic way in which he decides to write his vocal riffs versus keeping it, theatrical. So it's got more, I think it has a little bit more of a rock sound and a little less theatrical this time around.
Right.
Check out Blue Movie at their official website, www.bluemoviemusic.com. From their EP Synthetic 3, here is Blue Movie once again with Electric Water.
Thank you.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the Rockwired.com Artist of the Month, Alogia, and their new album, Allegia Balconica. For years, this band has made a name for themselves as a leading force in rock in their native Serbia, thanks to their daring progressive metal sound. But now, the band is ready to make a name for themselves on an international level, with a collection of songs that challenge the notion that rock is a thing of the past. Allegia Balconica, the new album from Allegia, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Allegia on Facebook. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the New York-based band Blue Movie and their brand new EP, Synthetic 3, which is released under the pseudonym Black Film. But the band reassures me that there's no real shakeup in the band. They are still called Blue Movie, but Black Film is what they choose to go by for this recording. It's very confusing, and I'm sure I'm not the only one confused by this, but anyway, but there you have it. And I had a chance to speak with Tony Paris and Lisa Forderer regarding Blue Movie's new EP, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
You know, Blue Movie, you know, definitely had its foot in the Comic-Con world. Does it still have that? I mean, you guys had a comic book out for a little bit there as well, so...
You bet we do.
Yeah, correct. With a whole entire change and alter, with a whole entire change of everything that we're doing, of course, everything else had also, you know, needed to be changed. And right now, as a matter of fact, right before your phone call, I just spoke to the you know, the members of the new, I guess, organization that's going to be moving forward with the new comic book, okay, the new edition of the comic book. That's going to be, that we're hoping that we'll be able to put into the sleeve of the actual physical sales. By the way, that's another thing I want to bring up. We're not only are we going to like be doing like completely different kind of like music now, and also putting it out there with two band names. Our physical sales, again, we haven't even told anybody, but our physical sales are not going to be on CDs because CDs are passe. We always want to stay ahead of the game, but what we're going to do is going to be on a media stick that's going to be coming in a CD sort of case, but you open it up, and you're going to have the media stick inside, which you're going to plug into your computer or whatever, and within that, there's going to be a pullout of the new comic, basically. You'll be able to get that. And then we're going to go completely back in time, and we're also going to make this release available on vinyl as well.
Wow. And, so send me some artwork, you know, when you guys, if you guys have any. I'd love to include it in the January issue.
Absolutely. I mean, I want to see where, that's what we call to find out where these guys are at with that, basically. But as soon as they give us something that they're going to allow us to, I guess, release, we'll make sure that you're the first one that gets it.
And, you know, I actually want to bring up an interesting point, too, how we, you know, you said, you know, Blue Movie had its foot in the door of Comic-Con, and there were comic books, you know, what now? It's funny that you say that, because if you or anybody else who's been following the comic book parallels the real life of the band.
Oh.
So if you happen to have read the last comic book, it kind of ends where Tony grabs me and shelters me from our nemesis Summer, was also our logo, and you see the past three band members shot up on the floor, like they kind of sacrificed themselves and got caught by the nemesis Summer.
I was about to ask what you did with the former members, but go ahead.
So in the real life in the comic parallel, obviously we didn't shoot them or anything, but you know what happens in real life is going to reflect in the comic book, and I think it's pretty cool because we get to put that comic book spin on it. So the more changes we make in real life, the more storyline and the more in-depth we can go with a lot of what's going to happen and where does it go from here. So there will be, it'll pick up where it left off. It won't just be a new series of comics. It's literally going to follow, you know, the life and times of Blue Movie Black Film.
Right. And why the name Black Film? You know, just because something to be opposite of blue, or tell me the inspiration for the name.
Well, the inspiration. I mean, you know what? This is like a thing that's been like tormenting us, at least Lisa and I, from the moment we decided to take this road onto releasing synthetic. You know, and I said, you know what? We're gonna release synthetic. The material is completely. Not only is it different in the whole entire music world, it's also different for us. It's still bothering me, I said, that it's going to be... Everything is new. Like, everything that we're doing is completely new. But it's bothering me at the fact that it's still going to be released under Blue Movie. What the hell can we do, you know? I mean, she's like, well, we're not going to change the name of the band. Of course we're not going to change the name of the band. There's a lot of history in the back, but what can we do, you know? And
you know what? And the funniest part was we had said a while back, like about a year ago, as a joke, because we were talking about bands that play undercover shows as alter egos.
Right.
And we had said back in the day, wouldn't that be funny if we went out and just played a show as, like, I don't know, Black Film? So going from blue to black and movie to film. And we kind of threw it around as a joke, not realizing that it would really transpire about a year later.
Right. And this was the time to do it, because new release, I guess, new members and new sound and new everything. We're like, you know what, let's just do it and something that's kind of like related to the, you know, the actual band name, the original band name. And mind you, we're not actually, you know, we're not deleting Blue Movie by any means. I mean, we're going to go out there, we're going to do shows on the Blue Movie, and we're going to do shows on the Black Film, but, you know, each show will be different. Like, Black Film will be a different stage set, Blue Movie will be a different stage set. So it's kind of like seeing the same people, maybe, but getting different shows, depending on where they are and how you catch them and what time, you know, or wherever. Maybe it'll be upon our discretion, basically, you know?
I see. And in terms of music videos, what all do you guys have planned? I know you guys have something planned.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, right now, to be honest with you, I really want to do, like, we did Electric Water, and it goes back to doing, I mean, we had the whole entire skit written out, the whole entire thing for doing the music video for the remake, for the Frankie Goes to Hollywood thing. And, you know, and I think we're probably going to follow up with that, you know, even though normally, you know, you don't want to do a video based on somebody else's music, but being the fact that we took this thing and we made it, and granted, you got to give credit where credit is due, it's still their songs. I mean, we took them and we did something like so really awesome with it that I just can see, you know, we have the whole video line written out. It basically is just speed. That's the bottom line. Just think about that. Everything fast, super speed, fast, you know? So it's going to be like a chaotic video, which we're going to start working on almost like immediately now.
And, you know, you two have really, you know, stuck this thing out, you know, the Blue Movie experience. So tell me, what is it that keeps you going in making Blue Movie?
That's a great question.
Oh. I think it's a personal thing. I know for me, on a personal level, I could never see myself not striving to, you know, make music and come out with new material and gain a new demographic and, you know, write music for people and kind of reach out and let the names get out there. But I think this band in particular, I think Tony and I really connect on a musical level and a marketing level, and we share the same goals as to where we want to see this project. And, you know, it's like any other relationship. When you have those commonalities and you're striving for the same goals, why wouldn't you achieve that together? So I think for us, we have the foundation. It's just a matter of finding the right puzzle pieces, which obviously we do with Anthony Noto, and just, you know, forge forward. You cut the weakest links and you find the people who share in your goal and your vision, and you just proceed on forward. It's in my blood.
And also, like, another thing I want to add to that, Brian, is the fact that Blue Movie itself, the entity of Blue Movie, even though it is, I guess, the people that make of, you know, that make the band or whatever you want to call it, or the organization, I mean, it's taken a life of its own. So it's kind of like, it's dictating to us what we need to do, because wherever we go, whatever, you know, emails we get, whatever, it's like, okay, what's the next CD? What's the next song? What are you guys doing? So it's like, it's not like, you know, we're obligated to it, you know, even though adding to whatever Lisa said that that's what we love to do, and, you know, music is definitely in our DNA, Blue Movie has taken its own life, you know, a life of its own that it dictates to us what's needed next. You know, without us having to sit there and go, oh, okay, let's do a video. Oh, okay, let's do another song.
It's kind of like being on a train ride.
Right.
And we're definitely not in the front car. You know, it's kind of like, okay, well, this request is coming, that request is coming. We don't really have to sit back and think about it too much, because I think the fans and the supporters and the inquiry and interest in everybody else, that kind of throws the ideas out at us, because what they want to see. So we just let the train ride and we make it happen.
Right.
Check out the band at their official website, www.bluemoviemusic.com. And what the hell, we'll do it again. Here is Blue Movie doing Frankie Goes to Hollywood with Pleasure Dome and Two Tribes.
We're living in a world where sex and horror had become the new gods.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Tony Paris and Elisa Forderer for their time and, more importantly, the music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rock and roll.